Are you making social media work for you? Are you using it to maximize your personal or company's visibility and revenue? How can you make social media work more effectively? Unlock the secrets of the social universe with your host, Kurt Wilhelm. If you or your organization want to enjoy all of the benefits of social networking, you'll want to take notes for the next hour. Now, here is the host of the social universe, Kurt Wilhelm.
Hello, and welcome back to another hour this week of the social universe, where you find out the secrets of the social universe. And I have someone with me who has not only secrets of the social universe, but secrets of the universe. Her name is Marie Cunning, and she is joining us as our guest today. And before we get started, we wanted to say thank you to our sponsor, Planet Beach on 59th Avenue and the 101 in Glendale, Arizona, and we recommend people go there and check it out and see what amazing experiences they can have there, as I have. But Marie, tell us a little bit about your background. You have a very strong leadership and business background, originating out of the Philippines and coming all the way across the United States, and having national and international reach. But tell us how you got started.
Well, my background is accounting. I'm a CPA, but I started, I used to work for corporate America. I was a chief financial officer for Cigna, and then I branched out and started my own business in real estate and construction. My construction company is Arista Development, and I have a real estate company, Altair Realty. Mm-hmm. And now I have a couple of flooring stores called Arizona Discount Flooring. One is on 7th Avenue in Camelback, and the other one is at the Mekong Plaza in Mesa. And we're looking to open up a third store in Scottsdale pretty soon.
Excellent. Tell us about the third store.
Scottsdale's a pretty good area. A lot of my Scottsdale customers find it hard to drive to the Camelback store. So I'm looking for a place maybe in the Scottsdale Airport, closer to the other flooring stores over there.
Okay, excellent. I appreciate you sharing that with us. So everyone look forward to that. Maybe check the website. Tell us your website.
It's www.arizonaazdiscountflooring.com.
Okay, very good. One of the things you probably won't brag on yourself about, but you have been, it was Miss Filipina. Miss Filipina.
Runner-up.
Okay.
Yeah, Miss Philippines back a long time ago in the 1980s.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't going to throw in the 80s.
I was also first runner-up in one of our national pageants here in the U.S. It was the Mrs. Philippines USA back in 2000.
Oh, wow. That's very recent. Look at that. Since then, you've been judging very similar pageants as well throughout the years.
Well, I co-chair the Miss Philippines Arizona Beauty Pageant.
Okay.
And we're starting one this year. We formed a corporation, and we're going to franchise the beauty pageant and do it one in every state, and then once a year hold a national pageant.
Okay, wonderful. Obviously there's a lot of strength in your Filipino leadership and Filipino leadership. Mm-hmm. So you have now become the president of the Filipino Chamber of Commerce, but then on a national level as well. Tell us about that.
Locally, I'm the president of the Filipino American Business Chamber of Commerce of Arizona. That's FABCA. Mm-hmm. And I'm also the president of the Phoenix Barangay Lions Club. And I'm also the chair of I'm the chairman for the Council of Filipino Organizations, which main activity is the holding of the Philippine Independence Day celebrations, which this year will be on June 9th at ASU West. Will be the daytime event, and then we'll have the crowning of Miss Philippines Arizona at the banquet on June 16 at the Phoenix Airport Marriott. And of course, I just recently got, I'll be acting president of the Federation of Philippine American Chambers of Commerce, which is the governing body for all 48 chambers all over the country, the 48 Filipino chambers all over the country, including Hawaii and Canada.
That's what I was looking for at that. Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that.
And that's only till our elections in October 2013, at which time I'll probably be officially elected as the president for the Federation.
Okay, excellent. And then you had mentioned leadership in the Lions Club. Tell us a little bit about medical mission that you and actually I are helping to raise money for, and we're both planning on going in June. I mean, in October.
Mm-hmm. Well, every 2 years we hold a medical mission, only because the other Filipino Lions Club has theirs every 2 years also, because Lions International only grants one Lions Club per district, you know, medical mission money. So this year it's our turn. And, you know, for every dollar we raise, Lions Club International will match whatever money. So we're hoping to raise anywhere between 10 to 15,000, or possibly 20,000, and that way we can get matching contribution from Lions Club International. But we go to the Philippines, to one of the more depressed areas. Last time we were in Tagaytay. This year we're going to go to Pampanga province, which is the home of our incoming president, Zenny Dunn. The last time we were there in 2010, we saw 4,400 people, all mostly indigent. We did 100 cataract surgeries, and we do physical, dental, wellness checks for the babies and the older people, and like I said, we do dental and 100 cataract surgeries. We can only do 101 because, you know, we only have one surgeon that donates his time. He donates his time.
Wow.
We bring the medicine with us, and the hospital basically is free too. The nurses donate their time, but, you know, because the nurses in the Philippines don't make a lot of money, we pay them a little bit of a per diem. And of course, while we're there, the food is free, but, you know, they bring these indigent people by the truckloads.
Wow. And I want to definitely talk more about that after commercial break, because it's so emotional. I want to give it some justice. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back on the other side. And thanks again for joining us, and we'll see everyone in just a couple minutes.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Have you wanted to use the full power of the social media for your company but aren't sure where to start? The Social Universe is the first place to turn. When you want thousands of views to your YouTube videos, as well as thousands of Facebook fans, LinkedIn contacts, and Twitter followers, the Social Universe builds your brand and gets you found. Increase new customers while creating strong new strategic relationships. Social media has become a multi-billion dollar advertising industry with methods that change daily, making it difficult to find any one particular social media company that does it all. Feel the explosive power of the social universe for your business starting today. Use the two words Voice America as your promo code when you call and receive a free $300 value. We will analyze and provide your online influence score that is backed up by a 10-page report to help you determine your current online presence and a strategy. This score is your secret key to the social universe. To move forward and unlock the mysteries of the social universe, be one of the first 100 callers to 480-296-1776 and receive a free online ad specific to your area inside our partner localblocks.com. Call now, 480-296-1776. Be social, be local, be found.
Join Patricia Raskin, the host of Positive Living on VoiceAmerica.com, Monday at 11 Pacific. This program brings you practical and inspiring principles for living a more authentic, engaging, and passionate life. Patricia's guests will give you a formula for connecting, giving, forgiving, and miraculous living. So tune in and call to Positive Living, Mondays at 11 Pacific time, right here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Bob Pritchard has over 30 years of experience as a straight-talking business consultant and author working with some of the top Fortune 500 companies. Now he's come to the Voice America Business Channel to help you and your business. Tune in to the Bob Pritchard Radio Show for information about starting and successfully running a profitable business. From the movers and shakers to great marketing screw-ups, you can't afford to miss a single edition of the Bob Pritchard Radio Show. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Business.
Are you tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're listening to The Social Universe with Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment for Kurt about our program, please send an email to kurt@social-universe.com. That's K-U-R-T at social-universe.com. And now, back to the program.
And welcome back to The Social Universe, where you learn the secrets of the social universe and, in many cases, the universe itself. Again, we have Marie Cunning from many different companies, one of which you may have thought she said Arrested Development, but she actually said Arista Development, correct?
Yes.
All right. There's three different meanings there for those of you who may be deeply into construction, one of which is the comedy show. It's not that. The other one is not the true meaning of it, and the other one, what does Arista, the word, actually mean?
Arista is a star. My other company, Altair, that's a star, too. It's like I don't know if you're into astrology, but like Arista and Altair are like 10-level magnitude stars, which means like they're the biggest and the brightest stars up in the sky.
Okay, great. So,
and for those of us that are superstitious, you know, the magnitude of the star can mean prosperity and good luck in your businesses.
Okay, very good. So, and it obviously has, because Marie is a very successful businesswoman, and part of the reason we brought her on. Okay, so back to something that is very near and dear to my heart, is being able to go on a medical mission, to be able to fund that medical mission, and is something that Marie has really awakened inside of myself. Since we first talked about going on the medical mission, I actually had some very dear friends that went through the flood in the CDO area in Cagayan de Oro, if I'm saying that correctly, in the Philippines. And it's a little bit graphic to go through some of the pictures that actually, some film that was actually sent to me by actual people that I knew, immediately after it happened, within 24 hours, and it's heart-wrenching. People just go through that when they're in indigent circumstances. They can't go to the hospitals. Sometimes they can go to the public hospitals, but it's complex if they're going to get care or not. And so it's a wonderful thing to be able to go on this medical mission. About how many people normally go on a medical mission?
The last time there was about 13 of us, and I think this trip there's going to be a lot more. And then, you know, that's just the people from the United States, because, you know, it's difficult because we donate our time and our plane tickets, and we all have to take time off of work. But then in the Philippines, you also have doctors and nurses, and, you know, like the last time we were there, we had a bunch of army doctors and dentists who did the dental piece of the medical mission.
Wow. And so the dental, the eye, are there other types of surgeries that are done as well?
Well, we donated. We brought with us from the States a couple of eye, you know, I forgot the names of these machines, but we donated it to the hospital over there.
Amazing.
And we brought over 7,000 pairs of prescription eyeglasses. And, you know, we had to mark every one of those, and it was so funny because, you know, people would try it out and, you know, sometimes even if it didn't match their, you know, their vision, they liked it because of how they looked in it. Because what we found out is a bunch of the kids at school, it's not that they're not intelligent. The fact, you know, some kids in the more destitute areas cannot, the reason their learning abilities is not as good is because they can't see. They can't see the blackboard.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been, you know, because we're the Lions Club, we are the champions for the blind.
Okay.
You know, that is one of our main goals, is to help these kids see better and hopefully improve their grades.
You know, it's amazing. With my own son, he was struggling learning to read, and one day we got his eyes checked and found out why. Sometimes it isn't mental. We thought, oh, no, we have a child with learning disabilities. But that was only for about 6 months. We found out it was his eyes, and then he's turned out to be as intelligent as anyone else.
That's right, and that's what they're finding out with these kids. Same thing.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. So we definitely appreciate you getting this organized. So if somebody wants to be able to participate and to donate, especially if they're in Arizona, how do they go about getting involved?
They could probably contact you or I,
okay,
you know, at our phone numbers. Or our next fundraising mm-hmm. is going to be at Casino Arizona on March 24.
Okay.
At 7 o'clock in the evening at the showroom. Casino Arizona is on the 101 and McKellips,
mm-hmm.
and that's our live auction where we're auctioning actual, you know, policemen and firemen and lawyers and fitness trainers, and they're donating their time, you know. It's basically like those auctions, you know, slave for a day or take the whoever bought you out on a date.
Uh-huh.
And Casino Arizona, I think it will be donating some buffet dinner tickets to help out with that too, which
oh,
is awesome. Casino Arizona has been one of our, and Talking Stick Resort has been very, very generous with the Filipino community in donating, you know, resources and money to all our events. So we truly, truly appreciate their participation, you know. So we'd like, you know, I'd like to personally thank Ramon Martinez, their public relations director, for helping us on a lot of these projects.
Definitely so. For that reason, we may be bringing him on the show a little bit later down the road. A person who also cares very much and gets involved, and not only with the Filipino community, but with charitable activities in many areas. So then it'll be, what's the date of the medical mission? In October?
I think we scheduled it for October 14, 15, 16, and 17.
Okay.
And we leave the States October 10.
Okay, wonderful. And that should be, I do plan on going, and hopefully I'll be able to get as involved, and this is one of my first steps, and get involved in the fundraising, is bringing you on the show to be able to promote that. But there's other things that you promote as well, and that is your local businesses. Tell us a little bit about some of the more successful of your local businesses, and maybe you have some advice to business owners who might be listening about how to create a successful business. What has made you successful throughout the years?
I think when you're starting a new business, it's basically, for me, it's, you know, I'm fearless, you know, and it's just blind determination, because sometimes it doesn't look like your business is going to make it. And I think the key is just hanging in there, because almost always it always picks up, you know, like in my flooring business, Arizona Discount Flooring. When I first started out with a partner, it didn't look like it was a good enough business for two partners. But now that I'm the sole owner of Arizona Discount Business, you know, it's been doing great, especially my 7th Avenue and Camelback location. And, you know, like now, as you know, we have a clothing boutique at the Mekong Plaza called Fashiontology. The first 6 months were not very promising, but now that we have new inventory and all that stuff, we have a couple of new sales ladies, and the business has been actually doing really, really well. And of course, well, Arista Development, my construction company, has always been, you know, construction has always been pretty good in this state, except for the last 3 years when the economy tanked. But I see that it's been picking up too, because both my construction company and my real estate company have picked up quite a few businesses the last couple of months. And, you know, the flooring business especially, with, you know, income tax refunds getting to the people now, you know, everybody's remodeling or redoing their floors, and it's really, I anticipate a pretty good, you know, first and second quarter for this year.
Excellent. And without sharing it on the air, you actually did share with me some of the revenue that you gained from that. And it's in a down economy, you're one of the few businesses I've seen that is actually doing extremely well. So in a second, I'm going to ask how you've been able to be successful in that. But I did want to share one of the secrets, if you're okay with that, of your Fashiontology, how that did well. People can actually go on YouTube and see a fashion show that you put on. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yep, we have, I think this was last year, we had three of the Philippines' top designers come into, they did a show here in Arizona, they did a show in New York and California and also Hawaii, they put together a fashion show, and I don't know if you remember, because you interviewed her, one of our guests was Miss International 1979, mm-hmm. Melanie Marquez, who also is, she was Miss Philippines, of course, in 1979. And that was pretty successful. And, of course, Fashiontology was the sponsor for the fashion show. And you did the filming for YouTube.
Yes, we did, actually. I was trying not to take credit for it. But
pretty well produced.
Thank you very much. It was a whole lot of fun. Obviously, when you have a lot of beautiful people running around, it's wonderful and very highly energetic and a lot of fun. So you did a wonderful job with these three fashion designers and some very famous people.
We had an actress. Mm-hmm. And we have you had a couple of other beauty queens there, myself included.
Correct. However, as you can tell, I wasn't one of the beauty queens. However, we are with one. So thank you for sharing a little bit about that. That was a wonderful evening. I think it lasted from like 8 in the evening till 1 in the morning, and everybody stayed and had a wonderful time.
Well, we're hoping to cut that short this year. But that was our first one. You know, always with the first one, you have little bumps along the way. And hopefully, I think they're planning to come this summer. And hopefully our fashion show this summer will be a little bit more concise and compressed, and it won't take as long. That way we will be able to finish before everybody has to go home.
I think we're talking to a perfectionist here. I think everybody had a wonderful time, even at one. I think just about 75% of everybody who started was still there. So you put on a great show, but I'm sure there were people who had to go home and put their kids to bed and things of that nature.
That's right.
Okay, wonderful. So then tell us about what's been helpful for your flooring store for it to be successful.
Oh, well, I'm probably not like most of my competitors, you know, and they probably have a certain profit margin that they have to meet to break even for their businesses. Since I don't have high overhead because I pretty much work the business myself, me and one secretary, you know, it's a little bit easier for us to sell the merchandise at very, very meager profit margins. And so because of that, you know, I've probably have an advantage over my competitors because of a lot of the contractors. I've geared my business more towards wholesale or discount flooring, hence the name Arizona Discount. And it's easier to sell to contractors or builders or flippers. And, you know, they want the best prices out there. And they will keep you at those very, very meager profit margins. And the key is just, you know, making enough money so that you could stay ahead. And because of that, you know, it's all word of mouth now. I don't even have to advertise, you know. It's just one big network. That builder talks to another builder, and he talks to his friend, he talks to his neighbor, his mom and dad, and pretty soon it's just all word of mouth network. And that's how my business has grown.
Which in and of itself, as we talk about on the show, is advertising and the word of mouth. Mm-hmm. We very often talk about professional networking as a great way to be able to build your business, and over time is the least expensive. Not that there wasn't a lot of effort and time and labor, which has a monetary expense associated with that, but once you have built your business and word of mouth begins in a strong way, that's why you're still succeeding in a down economy, I would guess.
Well, I've tried everything. I've tried, you know, print advertising and all that stuff, and you know, I hate to say this, but none of those really work. And I think word of mouth is still the best advertising out there. And you know, networking is really, really good, because you always have to put your time in first, networking, building your network, building your connections. And you're right. That's the only way I was able to succeed in this down market, because I do have a pretty wide network. Being president of the chamber, you know, helps out a little bit too.
Absolutely. So that would be one of the things that I would glean from our conversation today with Marie. For anybody who is listening, is go get involved in the community. You know, find yourself positions on boards with very influential people. Definitely networking groups in general are good. However, if you can get yourself into positions where you're rubbing shoulders with people who are in their own right, very powerful people. The Lions Club is like that in many cases. As I network inside of the Lions Club, I find that people are retired, but they know so many people. And so even the retired people are very good, powerful pillars of the community. So you want to mix it up and be members of boards, be in Lions Clubs, head of your own Chamber of Commerce that you might be able to rise to the occasion on. How did you become the Filipino-American Chamber of Commerce president?
The FABCA is actually the second Filipino Chamber of Commerce here in Arizona. We have one that's older, which is the Philippine American, the PACA, Chamber of Commerce of Arizona. I was president of that chamber for three terms, you know, three two-year terms.
Excellent.
And then we felt the need to establish a second chamber. Because the other, you know, the diversity was a cause. But we felt the need that, you know, a Filipino chamber should really be for Filipino businesses. And so as mostly for Filipino businesses, and we have to help also, you know, Filipino businesses from the Philippines that are trying to break into the mainstream market, and vice versa. American-owned businesses that are trying to break into the Filipino businesses, you know, like outsourcing. You know, AT&T outsources a lot of its customer service to the Philippines and India.
In fact, if I could speak to that just a little bit, some people look at outsourcing as a bad thing for local businesses. I'm the president of the Local Business Network, and to me, when I find that there's... Let me kind of use an analogy here. My son is deeply into Minecraft, and he's learning a lot about circuitry, and it's a mind game. It's a game that uses your mind. It's not full physics and math, but it's definitely along those lines. And so he finds himself developing circuit boards and things of that nature. But in that, he's found that there's zeros and ones, and there's a full zero and a full one. But once in a while, in the real world, there's a little bit of an electrical charge that's left behind. So the analogy here is that sometimes you can afford a full-time employee. Sometimes you can't afford that employee, but you need that employee to grow and move to that next level. So if you can hire a virtual assistant, for example, out of the Philippines, or you can outsource periodically to the Philippines to where you can move to that next level, then you can actually hire more Americans as well. So I'm not advocating full-scale skill movement of jobs off to another country. But I am saying that a mix of both. If you put complete ethanol in your gas tank, you might actually ruin your engine. Whereas if you put a little bit of ethanol in there, maybe it's not such a bad thing, and it actually helps the environment over time, and there's good effects. So I'm actually a huge fan of the Philippines, in the same way that, strangely enough, Philippines is one of the few countries left that's still a fan of the United States.
That's right. We're probably your biggest ally in that side of the world.
Yeah, definitely so. And it's much appreciated, definitely. We are getting close to wrapping up a commercial break, but were there any of your businesses that you wanted to touch on that we didn't touch on? Your auto body shop, we didn't really talk about that much.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, that's, on 7th Avenue in Kalmbach, right on the corner is IMC Auto Body, which is auto body shop that I own. We do a full range of services there. We have auto body repair, painting. We just finished painting this huge motorhome for a couple in California. They're coming to pick it up today. We have mechanics. We do transmission repair all the way up to transmission repair. We also have a full service tire repair service there.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. And all of this in a time where, I mean, you're looking at a woman who is running several businesses, several successful businesses, and being able to contribute back to the community, and is a walking example of how networking in the community has become almost the only form of advertising that she does. And a little bit of Facebooking. I see you always moving around on your phone. Lots of texting, Facebooking, and getting back and forth. So if you use social media as an extension to your offline networking, I think it's a great extension of it, and Marie is a good example of that. So, Marie, we want to thank you for coming on the Social Universe talk show today, and are there any final words, such as websites, phone numbers, things of that nature, you would like to share?
For all, if anybody's interested in joining us at our medical mission, they can call me at 602-573-6936. That's my cell. If you need any flooring or any kind of construction work, remodeling, you can also reach me at that number. Or you can email me at my email address, which is mcunning, C-U-N-N-I-N-G, cunning like the fox, at cox.net.
All right. And thank you, Marie. We really appreciate you coming. I know your time has been valuable, and we've sure enjoyed you sharing that throughout this talk show, and I'm sure our listeners have as well. So make sure you give Marie a call, and we look forward to continuing to network with her off the air. Thank you very much, Marie.
Thanks for having me, Kirk.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us, and we'll take a small commercial break, and we'll be right back to talk a little bit more about the social media. Thank you.
Business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
There is so much going on in the tech field. The Technology Show is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to The Technology Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Kids.
Have you wanted to use the full power of the social media for your company but aren't sure where to start? The Social Universe is the first place to turn. When you want thousands of views to your YouTube videos, as well as thousands of Facebook fans, LinkedIn contacts, and Twitter followers, the Social Universe builds your brand and gets you found. Increase new customers while creating strong new strategic relationships. Social media has become a multi-billion dollar advertising industry with methods that change daily, making it difficult to find any one particular social media company that does it all. Feel the explosive power of the social universe for your business starting today. Use the two words Voice America as your promo code when you call and receive a free $300 value. We will analyze and provide your online influence score that is backed up by a 10-page report to help you determine your current online presence and a strategy. This score is your secret key to the social universe. To move forward and unlock the mysteries of the social universe, be one of the first 100 callers to 480-296-1776 and receive a free online ad specific to your area inside our partner localblocks.com. Call now, 480-296-1776. Be social, be local, be found.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're listening to The Social Universe with Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment for Kurt about our program, please send an email to kurt@social-universe.com. That's K-U-R-T at social-universe.com. And now, back to the program.
Hi, and welcome back to The Social Universe, where you learn the secrets of the universe and the social universe itself. We are definitely grateful for Marie, who was our previous guest, and sharing with us a lot of the things that have helped her become successful over the years, professional networking being one of the big staple sources of content for us here on the show. And I want to talk today about what actually constitutes the social media vehicle, and we've covered that sometimes in parts and pieces, but I definitely wanted to talk a little bit about that. It's kind of our signature. With the social universe, the social media vehicle has become what we are best known for. And the important part of a social media vehicle is understanding that you have to have four wheels. You need to have a steering wheel. You need to have a body of the car. You need to be able to have gas for the engine. You got to have oil for the engine. You got to have an engine. You got to have a road freeway to drive on, and you need to be able to get off that freeway and get into a community that you can call home and get involved in. So that's the analogy without explaining what it means. So I want to take just a few moments here and talk about the social media vehicle and what that can do for your company. The first and most important thing to understand about the social media vehicle is that Facebook has 500 million users and rising. And that doesn't mean when you get into Facebook as a company and start advertising that you're going to be able to advertise to 500 million people. But what that does mean is that you are able to sink your teeth into something that has 500 million people in it. And it's opt-in as in anything else. If you want somebody to be your friend or if you want somebody to join your fan page, you still have to extend the invitation. Even though people are becoming a little bit more conservative about who they let into their Facebook and their fan page, it is definitely a science to be able to get them to opt in. However, those who know how to get them to opt in, it can be very lucrative for them to be able to develop that. So the front two wheels of your social media vehicle would be Facebook. Also, two out of three people in the United States are on Facebook. Recently, I have been pulling in my classmates from years ago when we graduated. It's coming up on a reunion time, and we're getting a hold of everyone. We've been able to pull in about 90% of everybody who graduated with us, but we have quite a few more if we include everybody who ever went to school in our age category at that school. And so it's kind of fun to pull everyone in. But we've been able to find that's about the case, is that about one out of three people is not on Facebook and is still holding out, and the other two out of three are going offline trying to pull them in. So as those last one-third cave in, there gets to be more and more people on Facebook itself. So the difference between the two front wheels being both Facebook, you want to have a Facebook profile for your personal branding. So if you are a local business person and you want to have your face and your name become known in the community, then you want to use the Facebook profile. The Facebook fan page is used for corporate branding. That's where your logo will get become known. It's okay to share your logo on your personal profile as a subsidiary, kind of a secondary thing to your personal branding, so that people associate that you do own the local hamburger joint or whatever the case might be. And then as far as the pros and cons and the tools of Facebook, the Facebook profile actually has a chat function and it also has an inbox. And the fan page does not have a chat function nor the inbox. But what the fan page has is the ability to have unlimited numbers of fans, whereas the Facebook profile, you can only have 5,000 friends. And so you get up to that maximum level on a personal branding basis, and you've hit your max, and then you need to push them into the fan page. So if you feel like you're a person that 5,000 people will want to become friends with, and then you might want to be judicious in who you select in becoming those 5,000 and push the rest to your fan page. Okay, so moving on to the back two wheels of your social media vehicle would be LinkedIn, which is the largest professional organization in the world, and if you're a business-to-business marketer, that's a very strong place for you to market. If you're a business-to-consumer marketer, it's also a good place to market because every CEO of a company, every person who works inside of a company and puts the resume up in LinkedIn with a little thumbnail picture is also a consumer. So you might be able to target consumers a little bit more along the lines of their job. Even though that is in Facebook, not everybody posts their job position in Facebook, whereas in LinkedIn, nearly everyone does. So it's a good place to segment your marketplace in LinkedIn. LinkedIn is much more conservative. You have to be careful about sending out invites on LinkedIn because if a very small number of people don't accept your friending, meaning that if you send in an invitation for somebody to be your contact in LinkedIn and they click that they don't know you, a very small number of them clicking will actually put your account into arrest for a moment in time, if not permanently. So you have to be a little bit careful with that. In YouTube, that is the third largest search engine in the world, Facebook being the number one, Google being number two, and YouTube being number three. But Google owns YouTube, so between the addition of YouTube and Google, they're actually larger than Facebook. But Google is a slightly different industry, which is web design and SEO, which is a great complement to a social media campaign, just as a social media campaign is a great complement to a web design or SEO campaign. The two work very closely together because they drive traffic back and forth to each other. And social media optimization, also known as SMO, can be used in conjunction with SEO, search engine optimization, to drive traffic back and forth between websites and the social media. A lot of the search engines, not just Google, but a lot of the different search engines like Bing and Yahoo also measure organic traffic. And what that means is they measure the amount of activity, the amount of conversations, the number of likes, the number of fans, the number of friends, the number of views in YouTube, things of that nature, to be able to determine the actual organic activity. The word organic just means actual activity of the general public. And so those are your four wheels. The body of the social media vehicle is your blog. You have a choice between many types of blogs, but Blogger is also, in the same way that YouTube is owned by Google, Blogger is also owned by Google. And so the Google algorithm gives extra credit for those who use YouTube and those who use Blogger. So keep that in mind as you're creating your blog. The other important thing to understand about a blog is that the different algorithms, the online algorithms, measure new and fresh activity and content on the web. What that means is that if a site has been up for 14 years and there hasn't been any changes, there have not been any changes to that website, even if you have 3,000 people a day hitting your website, you're still going to struggle in the category of new content. And that's what's nice about a blog is it's conducive to be able to add new material every day. And so then that gives you that extra added category, especially if it's a blogger update, then it goes straight into the Google algorithm and they know that your website is being updated every day. So that's kind of a nice aspect of that blog, and it becomes the body of your car. But even if you have all of these, you still need a steering wheel inside of that car to be able to get to where you need to go. So the way that you connect the front and the back axle that connects the Facebook and the YouTube and LinkedIn together is through the Twitter account. You can also set up your blog to act as your steering wheel, whichever you choose. Blogs have become more creative as Twitter has, so that you can actually program them to be able to send a message out that goes to your Twitter followers, that goes to your update your blog content, or vice versa, your Facebook followers, your Facebook fans, your LinkedIn contacts, your fans of your or contacts of your LinkedIn company profile, so now you have a vehicle that could possibly work if you could put gas in it. So let's talk about gas for just about a few seconds. The gas in your social media vehicle is content. And it's the same content as it always has been. It's radio, television, and print media. Radio has become podcasting. Television has become video, and print media has become articles. You can have name brand radio. You can have name brand television. You can have name brand print media, or you can create it yourself in conversations. And the nice thing is, as long as you can protect your brand with some good material that is professionally prepared, you can have lots of conversation that isn't necessarily the highest grade of material, because social media is very voyeur. They just want to get to know that person who owns Dairy Queen. I mean, if they get to know the owner of Dairy Queen, it makes them feel comfortable and they'll go to that Dairy Queen, assuming that Dairy Queen's franchise agreements will allow you to get into the social media. So always check your contracting before you start getting into the social media, depending on if you have a franchise or if you're just a local business that doesn't have those limiters. Then the next thing you have to do before you turn on your before you turn on your engine is you need to put oil in the engine. And that means that you need to be saying happy birthday. You need to be congratulating people on their weddings. You need to be able to click the like button appropriately on a lot of different things. Stay out of politics. It's a hard thing to stay out of politics in the social media recently, because there's a lot of it's the political season. But if you want to remain friends over time with your clientele, stay out of politics, because you'll be alienating approximately 50% of whichever side of the aisle you're arguing for. But click the like button on things that are non-controversial and make people feel good, and say nice things and say appropriate things. And then finally, you turn on the syndication engine, which is the social universe is one of the social universe's specialties. Very few social media companies know how to work as a syndication engine. It basically, syndication means that you take an article and send it out with a potentially million different possibilities of people clicking on a million different opportunities to people click on the YouTube video or the podcast or the article, and so then you can start seeing the statistics and how they grow depending on how good this syndication has been done. And then the final thing that we'll wrap up with is that you've got to create your community so that you can drive your car off the freeway and get out into a community that knows and cares about you, kind of like the ice cream truck goes out there and plays its music in the community. You need to be able to have fans and followers and contacts, and basically it's everybody who opts in inside of your social media everywhere, so that then when you send out messages, you actually have an audience that you're speaking to. So that's the summary of the social media vehicle. And as we talk to our different business owners that we bring in as guests, we try to tie them into each different part of the social media vehicle so that our listeners can comprehend and understand how a true social media program works. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Social Universe. And we again thank Planet Beach for being our sponsor. And we look forward to everyone tuning in next week. Remember that if you're in Arizona, daylight savings time does not change in Arizona, but our time does. So if we're in Arizona, it's 2 o'clock. For everyone else, it's the standard time. outside of Arizona that it always has been, and we look forward to tuning in next week. Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed today's edition of The Social Universe. Please join your host, Kurt Wilhelm, again next Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Now go out and increase your visibility by applying today's newly revealed secrets of the social universe. We'll talk soon.